This Cambodian female figure wears a tall cylindrical mitre and a long samput or wraparound skirt. She once had four arms, now missing. Without her attributes, the objects held in her hands, we can't be absolutely sure who she is. Most likely, she's the Hindu goddess Durga, a wrathful manifestation of the great goddess Devi. The facial features are of a type seen in Cambodian sculpture in the era before the year 802, when a unified state emerged at Angkor. Durga became one of the most popular deities in the pre-Angkor period. This figure preserves the sensuality and seamless, flowing volumes of Indian art. However, it's carved in the round rather than in high relief, a significant break with Indian tradition. The sculptor still emphasized the front of the figure, indicating that it was seen mainly from the front rather than all sides. The Metropolitan Museum has the largest collection of pre-Angkor sculpture in the United States. Most of the stone figures originally featured a smooth, polished surface, a feature preserved here. Stylistically, these figures appear more naturalistic than the more abstract, less human figures of the Angkor period.